We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 66 degrees at 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning. Authorities say an officer has been shot in Las Vegas, and police have responded to another shooting as people protest the killings of black people by police. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department said early today that the officer was shot outside the Circus Casino. A different officer was involved in a shooting in the downtown area. Police are investigating a shooting in West Wichita early today. Around 1:40 a.m., first responders were called to the Western Holiday Hotel at 8925 West Kellogg. They found a victim with a wound to the chest. He was hospitalized in serious condition. Police were reportedly looking for at least one male suspect. Governor Laura Kelly has vowed tough conversations and action aimed at combating systemic racism in Kansas institutions, in response to what she called the tragic murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The Democratic governor said she's asked her team to give the issue their full attention and to come up with a plan to take action in earnest.
Governor of California says he can't just send the National Guard into cities and towns. There's a protocol and a system.
Governor Gavin Newsom was asked to react to President Trump's demand that governors do more during the violent protests. Newsom said his reaction was his entire press conference. He said he could choose to go back and forth with the president, but that he's more focused on state residents.
To focus on the things that unite us, not what divides us.
He was asked if he can take unilateral actions, like send the National Guard into certain areas. He said if he did that without working with local leaders,
through a spirit of collaboration and support at the county level, then that's a recipe for more problems.
He did say, without naming names, that anarchists and groups President Trump have named are seemingly responsible for the violence. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Despite recent numbers, Kansas Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the state is doing well when it comes to hospitalization, death rate per capita, and disease spread.
There's 13 counties that are not demonstrating an improving trend line, and the remainder of the counties are demonstrating an improving trend line.
Meatpacking plants account for more than a quarter of all cases in Kansas, but Dr. Norman says even those are improving. Health officials pegged the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Kansas at 10,011, with 217 deaths. Sedgwick County reports 585 cases with 21 deaths.
Warm weather has arrived in the light of the pandemic. Will Wichita's public swimming pools be open? Mayor Brandon Whipple tells KNSS News he thinks the pools will stay closed, but that will be up to the city council.
We know it's a hardship on people, so we would likely speed up the repairs for phase two of the repairs to the aquatic plan, which means that while the pools are closed and that's terrible, we're going to speed up the repairs in all the pools so next year when they open, we'll be firing on all cylinders. We won't have the repairs ongoing.
Whipple commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Monday was the deadline for filing to run for office in Kansas.
Over 500 are now filed for various offices around the state. 13 are now running for the Kansas Senate seat. 2 are Democrats, 11 Republicans. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab tells KSN News the focus now turns to campaigning during a pandemic.
It'll be new feel this year with a pandemic. Do you have the picnics that people can go to? Do you have the parades? There's so many unknowns this year.
Election officials say they are receiving a record number of mail-in ballot applications. The total number has already exceeded the number of the last general election in 2016. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We made a quick transition from spring to summer-like weather, and temperatures are going to be running well above normal throughout the next several days. Mostly sunny and breezy, low to mid-80s by noontime, 89 for the high this afternoon. Tonight should remain dry, our low 70, sunny and hot on Wednesday with a high 95. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a mostly cloudy sky, 66 degrees and a south wind at 8 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning, 6:34 now here at KNSS. Steve and Ted on this Tuesday morning, and it was on this day, June 2nd. In 1997, Timothy McVeigh was convicted of murder and conspiracy in the 1995 bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City that killed 168 people. So he was convicted of murder on this date, and then he was executed in June of 2001. So it took him, what, four years he had appeals and whatnot, got through that, but sad chapter in American history, but not just down the turnpike, or just down
sure
the 35 from here.
Sure that jury deliberation didn't last very long.
No, they had the goods on him. Of course, that was the day that, did you say you were talking to somebody who was down there and you could hear the explosion, or KNSS was, who was down there? What was the story, Ted?
Tom Buebert, who was news director at KNSS at the time, was interviewing a candidate to come be a news person at KNSS.
Yeah.
She was in Oklahoma City, and he was on the phone with her when the explosion happened.
That must have been thunderous.
Neither of them knew what it was at the time, but
it must have been absolutely thunderous. Gosh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting story. And then the aftermath. And you've been to the memorial. I have not.
Yeah, I went down there with my dad several years ago, and it's very moving,
okay,
as you would imagine. It's very sobering to think about what McVeigh and those guys did that day to kill all those people.
6:35 now, Steve and Ted, and Zagster, one of our news stories this morning, Zagster taking down the Wichita Bicycles because of the pandemic.
I don't understand that, but whatever.
Yeah,
I've seen more people riding bikes in the last 3 months than I have in my lifetime.
A lot of bikes, but
so
I'm wondering
why does COVID-19 have to do with
the communal bike? Leaving germs on them or something. Apparently, there's
that's the problem.
They're taking it down everywhere, so they don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
I never was keen on it anyway, but if you want to ride a bike, get a bike and ride it.
I wonder if those scooters are next.
The scooters. Hmm. Well, I see them in Riverside where I run. I saw them a couple of times on that bridge right there by the castle. A couple of times I saw like four of them stacked up there, and then they just kept moving them around to different places, and people could rent them with their credit cards or whatever.
Of course, the scooters were the big thing last summer. Have you seen anyone on a scooter?
Absolutely.
Was that
not
just a 1 year fad?
Haven't seen them.
Is that going away too?
And I understand the city's doing things to promote people getting out and exercising and doing things outdoors. I understand that. But, if people don't want to work out, they're not going to work out. I've driven by the Sedgwick County Park a couple of times in recent days, and there are people out walking there. Not as many as I would think, but usually I'm going down by there in late afternoon when people are probably still at work. So that has a lot to do with how you work out. That's one of the things I didn't like for a couple of years. I worked in an atmosphere where my work day was like 8 to 5. Absolutely hated it because I couldn't get out in the afternoons and be free to go and work out and do things for myself. I've always liked working in the early mornings. How about you? I mean, you've done it most of your career now.
I've been ingrained. An early morning person for years and years now.
And it gets to be – it's a challenge sometimes getting up early. But on the other hand,
but it gets in your DNA and you kind of adjust to it.
It's a great time to work. Nobody around to bother you. No distractions, and you can get a lot done. Anyway, the secret of doing morning drive radio. It is 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. And talk about an early riser. How about the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities? He gets up before the Roosters. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Our feeder cattle had an outside trading session yesterday as they traded mixed and closed positive with mostly triple-digit gains. Now, the live cattle, on the other hand, had mixed trading and mixed closes. The five area feed yards last week in the cash cattle market sold 98,000 head of cattle, and we saw yesterday in the feeder auctions, Oklahoma City and Joplin both had large runs of cattle. The cattle slaughter continues to hold above the 100,000 head mark, and we saw lean hogs have triple-digit losses yesterday. August live cattle were 62 cents lower yesterday at 98.97. August feeder cattle, 77 cents higher, 136.12. And July lean hogs, $1.87 lower, 55.15. Now, fund selling and profit-taking kept the wheat and corn futures under pressure Monday, and they kept that way right into the close. The soybean complex traded in closed mix. There was some talk of China retaliating on U.S. ag trade, but also we had talk of China looking at soybeans from Brazil and the U.S., and later on we found they did buy some U.S. soybeans yesterday. Now, corn, good to excellent rating yesterday, came in at 74%, an improvement of 4 points over last week. Soybeans, good to excellent rating, 70%. That is the first rating of the year. And the Texas wheat harvest is now up to 32%, and a little bit of test cutting taking place in Oklahoma. At the moment, July KC wheat's down 2¾ cents at 4.59¾. July corn is holding unchanged at 3.23¼. July soybeans 4¼ cents higher at 8.44¾. July crude oil trading 84 cents higher, 36.28. August gold 80 cents higher, $1,751. The June S&P 14 points higher, 3,068. The June dollar index down 20 cents at 97.62. And June Dow Jones futures 137 points higher at 25,600. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You know, over the years, Tom, they had that annual, what do they call it, the wheat tour? What do they call that?
Yes. Yeah, it's the Kansas Quality Wheat Tour.
Yeah, and they didn't do it this year, or they're going to do it, or is that
No,
passed?
they didn't do it because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things, wouldn't allow groups of people to get together like that. But 2 weeks ago, they had a virtual wheat tour that took place across Kansas.
Now, in the wheat tour that they've had, did people just get together and go around the state in their own cars or on a bus, or how'd they do that?
No, what they done, they would gather at Manhattan, and then they would take private vehicles, and like four would be in a vehicle going around looking at these wheat fields. It was an organized situation which had people from all across the state, all across the United States, and even some that came in from around the world to be on this tour.
All right. And did everybody get along, or were there fights and people have the disagreements?
Maybe the only disagreements was on exactly how good or how poor the wheat looked. But no, it was a very well put together organization.
That sounds like an informative and fun thing to do, though. Did you go on any of them yourself?
I have never been on the tours. I have attended their gatherings in the evenings when they meet and discuss their numbers out there. But I've had a lot of friends be on it, and they say they are a lot of fun.
Like you put them all on a bus, and then like Steve and Ted could be their host, and we'd tell jokes over the big microphone there. What do you think?
I'll give that some thought. It might not fly, but hey, we can always have a different thought about something, right?
Yeah, that's all right, Dad.
So Loeffler doesn't go on the tour. He just goes to the cocktail party
at the end
of the night.
Oh, now we got it. Yeah.
You've got that figured out, don't you, Ted?
Yeah. Where are the ribeyes and the cocktails? There's Loeffler, right?
Mama didn't raise no fool.
Not what I heard, but all right. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines about market recovery. Don's on the way.
Steve
and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.